Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
And welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic taking you through this Monday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. We're pleased to welcome Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL reporter, who does a great job on ESPN to our microphone. Jeremy, thanks for taking the time to come on with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what have you been up to lately with all the social distancing and everything happening right now in our country? What's a typical day look like for Jeremy Fowler right now?
Oh, you know, just helping out with a little homeschool for some third grade math mixed in with some free agency phone calls. And then we have a 2-year-old as well, so that's always interesting. So trying to, you know, stay here at the house and stay safe and make the best of it, you know, as we all are.
Absolutely. Well, Jeremy, we've been talking a lot this morning on the show about Jadeveon Clowney and maybe the Titans' potential interest in him, and you hear some numbers being floated out there that maybe he's looking for around $20 million per year. When you evaluate Jadeveon Clowney, what do you think he is worth, and what do you think should be a number that teams in the NFL are willing to go to when it comes to signing him?
Well, it's been really difficult to pinpoint what he should be worth and what he'll actually get. I think he went into the process wanting 20. I don't think he's going to quite get there. But I know he's evaluating all options, including a shorter-term deal, maybe 1 or 2 years, at a high number close to that. Either teams have slow-played him or they simply don't think he's worth that because they're not in his ballpark right now, and that's why he continues to wait. Now, I have heard the Titans a little bit around the three or four teams you hear the most. I've heard the Browns are at least – you know, keeping tabs on this. And Seattle, of course, has made the biggest push to keep him, but they haven't gotten any closer on the money that he would like. And so he's willing to wait, and he's willing to do a shorter-term deal if he has to. So it's been tough to figure out the Titans' interest because they went and got Vic Beasley. He could always use more help. But, you know, the problem is if Clowney's production with the sacks isn't there, so if you put him at the end of, like, the top 10 market of edge rushers, that pays about $17 million. I think a number of teams would pay him that, but they wouldn't go to 20.
So there's some talk, Jeremy, about, you know, Clowney taking this into camp. At that point, you've got teams who, of course, have then invested in, you know, draft picks, undrafted free agents, have tried to address other needs through this period. I mean, to me, doesn't that bring the price tag down too much for him to wait that long?
Well, possibly. It's a risk either way. But, you know, it could work out if one of the teams that was talking with him or looking at him goes into the draft and doesn't get a pass rusher they want. You know, the problem with the wide receivers in free agency is you knew that receiver class in the draft was loaded. You know, pass rusher, there are certainly good pass rushers, and Chase Young is at the top of that list. But, you know, is the depth there where if you're, say, the Titans, can you get a really good guy in the first couple rounds? Or if you strike out there, do you circle back with Clowney? So it could go both ways for him. I don't see it getting to camp. I think, you know, in the next couple weeks something will get done before the draft. But, you know, you look at Frank Clark a year ago with the trade with the Chiefs. You know, they gave up high draft capital, paid him over $20 million as a pass rusher. And, you know, he had a little bit better numbers than Clowney as far as raw sacks, but that got done right before the draft. So I think maybe the draft will serve as an unofficial deadline for some of these teams.
Jeremy Fowler from ESPN on the line with us. And, Jeremy, as you might imagine, Derrick Henry is a very popular topic of conversation here locally among Titans fans. The Titans have placed the franchise tag on him. As you evaluate the running back position and how general managers are approaching paying those guys in today's NFL, how do you kind of strike the balance of evaluating each guy on a case-by-case basis versus evaluating the position as a whole and its current importance in the NFL?
Yeah, well, the Titans have to do both, and they absolutely have to do the latter because it's brutal out there for running backs right now where I almost feel for Derrick Henry a little bit, because if you're a guy who carries your team at times based on your production and your position, you know, you should be killing it right now at a huge number, and it's just not going to happen. You know, I've heard of, like, prominent agents that don't recruit running backs anymore, you know, just because they know the payout's not going to be there. You know, you look at a guy like Melvin Gordon, you know, that's largely considered a top 10 running back in his prime. Now, he came off a bad year because he held out, but, you know, he leaves with $8 million on a two-year deal with the Broncos. It's just, you know, the deals with Todd Gurley and Le'Veon Bell and David Johnson not working out for those teams when that was at the height of the money and that was already considered a stretch, it hurts everybody else. And so, but, you know, that said, Henry is unique to the Titans and what they do. He's obviously such a huge percentage of what they do on offense, you know, just by himself. And so that deserves a payout, and they really value him. And so I think, you know, there's probably a sweet spot you can find where you're not going to the Todd Gurley money, but you're not insulting him either.
Yeah, it's amazing. I you know, I kind of forgot this, but looking back for something I wrote about this, Jeremy, I mean, you know, Chris Johnson nearly a decade ago got, you know, 13 plus a year. And that's that just kind of tells you how the running back market has stalled or even gone the other way. Do you think that there's a talent drain coming then? I know there's been some really good running backs who have said, I think I'll play linebacker instead. I mean, do you think, you know, a few years down the road, we're going to see that manifest itself in the talent available at the position?
I do. I could see it. Maybe not yet, but because, you know, so many good players play running back at an early age, and then they carry it into high school and college. But, you know, the more this game gets specialized, you know, a guy's going to say, look, man, I got good feet. I'm fast. I'm going to go play cornerback. You know, I think that's probably the way that it's going, you know, because you look at the teams that have won big and won Super Bowls, and the Patriots obviously are one of them, where they don't have to rely on that kind of running back. Get a guy like James White, who's a really talented pass catcher, good all-around running back, but he's not going to get you 1,500 rushing yards, but you can certainly win with him, and you can pay him six, you know. I think that's just where the game is going.
Jeremy, when you look at Cam Newton, 30 years old, you would think there's a lot of good football left in him, but certainly injuries have been the main concern as of late. How do you evaluate Cam Newton right now? What do you think he has left in the tank in his NFL career?
Well, it's not that he doesn't have anything left, but, you know, some people, some execs are in the league do look at him as sort of damaged goods at this point, you know. With all the injuries that have mounted, you know, his play was not very good in recent years. And, you know, but that's the problem, is that he's clearly a winner too. And he's clearly a starting caliber NFL player who's won an MVP. So it's like, I think the issue here is you almost have to be all in on Cam or all out. And, you know, teams that even are in transition a little bit, like say the Chargers, you know, if you want to get a draft pick at six overall or get Tua, you know, you already have Tyrod Taylor, who's a steady veteran. That might be a safer formula than, like, say, go get Cam, where, you know, I don't know if many teams want Cam as their backup right now. You know, he might have to end up doing that, but, right, you know, he still looks at himself as a starter, and he absolutely should. So I just, you know, teams are deciding right now, at least, to be all out. Now, that could change. And we mentioned, you know, the draft with Clowney, it could be a similar case with Cam, or maybe he waits, and then a team that needs a quarterback strikes out, and then they say, well, look, we can win with Cam. We can certainly win games with him. But you know, part of his issue right now is you can't give him a physical, so they don't know the health of his foot and his shoulder. And those are two key issues that he's dealt with the last few years that they've got to get hashed out.
So Jeremy, Bruce Arians has shot down this idea of Tom Brady linking up with Antonio Brown in Tampa Bay, and with some pretty strong words, actually, about why he's not going to fit there. Basically, you know, he wouldn't fit in the locker room. Where do you think things go from here for Antonio Brown?
Well, the problem is he needs to get suspended first, right?
Yeah.
So he can get that on the books and serve the games. But, you know, it's my understanding, at least, that he hasn't even been at the point where he can be suspended, because you have to do things on a checklist to get to that point. You know, like you got to go through your counseling and all that, you know, take your steps behind the scenes at the NFL. I don't know how far he is on that. Last I checked, he wasn't very far. And so, you know, he's two or three steps away in that regard. And, you know, he wants to play. He we all know he can help teams, but do they want him in their locker room? I don't know that a lot of teams do right now. It would have to take the perfect, you know, strong head coach quarterback scenario. That's why New Orleans maybe came to mind at one point. But, you know, they signed Emmanuel Sanders, and Emmanuel Sanders and Antonio Brown are clearly not friends after some of their Twitter beef. So it's complicated. We have to take the right team. And, you know, I could see it happening if he could just get to the point where, I'm suspended 6 games and I'm serving my games, and coming out of that, I can help a team in the playoff run. I think that's how it would have to go.
Jeremy, last thing for you here. When you look around the league and some of the moves that have been made so far, what are some teams that you really like what they've done so far in the offseason and free agency?
Ooh, let's see. So I like what the Eagles did, you know, because they waited a year on Darius Slay, so they got a really good cornerback for just a third and fifth round pick, where a year ago they would have had to have given up more for him. This is a team that just really needed cornerback help, and it got it. And then they got Javon Hargrave, a good interior pass rusher, at a decent price. So, you know, I like what they did. Obviously, Tampa, it's hard to not like what they did, not only for Tom Brady, but, you know, they kept a lot of their defensive pieces together with the Dominican Sue, Jason Pierre-Paul, Shaq Barrett. That defense is going to be pretty solid. You know, so those are two to come to mind. But, you know, the Bengals are funny because they spent a ton, and it's I don't know if it's all the right spending, but I kind of like the aggressiveness for a team that's never really been aggressive in free agency. You know, trying to make a statement that they have the number one overall pick, and it's going to be probably Joe Burrow, and so they're all in on that. And I like that mentality.
Jeremy Fowler from ESPN has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Jeremy, thanks so much for joining us, and hope you and your family continue to stay safe through the craziness going on right now in our country.
Okay, sounds great, guys. You too. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Sounds good. When we come back, we'll continue the NFL discussion, also react a little bit to what Jeremy had to say there about Derrick Henry as well. That's coming up next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.